This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Dave. That's Rach. That's Tony. Wiggins is back with us to hang out for an hour, right?
Yeah. What's up, you guys? Into your 20th year now.
How about it?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the first minute of our 20th year.
That's right. Congrats. I didn't get to tell you yesterday, but that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's an institution right there, for sure.
We like to say dynasty.
Dynasty?
Yeah.
Fair.
Conglomerate.
Absolutely.
Well, why didn't you say anything yesterday?
I was super busy.
Okay.
Just busy. I mean, we just do so much here now. It's crazy.
Just meetings here, meetings there.
Oh, my
there.
Gosh.
Weird day. Yeah, it's just... whenever you're having a weird time in your life, I know this is kind of... It's not kind of egocentric. It's kind of the definition of egocentrism or narcissism, but doesn't it seem like other people are having weird times too?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, whenever you say, like, I can't believe it's only Thursday, it's weird that people go, I completely disagree. A lot of people seem to have the same experience. Like, mm-hmm. It's just been a very strange few days. Hopefully that resolves. There's a full moon or something going on, but it's just been, like, odd. I'm just going to go get messy, wasted tonight at my Cyborgs remote. Make it a thing.
Dude, that stuff was so good.
Mm-hmm. You liked it?
Rachel brought it on the Annie Fry show and let me try some. And man, I love bourbon.
I would have loved it if Annie smacked it out of your hands.
I would have kept drinking it. I would have just kept drinking
slurping
out of that
it
thing.
Out of the cur. That sounds horrible.
Out of what?
Nothing. I don't know. What's wrong with me this week?
Slurping it out of the carpet? Is
yeah,
that what
that's
gonna
what
say?
I was going to say. But then
That's way better than what I thought you were saying. So, okay. So that's fine.
That's worse than what I thought.
Let's just move on.
So tonight, 6 p.m., I will be at Cyborgs Mid Rivers Mall, where the old Joe's Crab Shack used to be, on behalf of Brown Sugar Bourbon. Everyone who comes up and says hello gets a free cocktail. They are really, really good. It's a perfect fall day and evening, so it should be just awesome. Come on out and just have a good time with us. And because it's at 6 p.m., we have pre-recorded the Think Tank for today. It's in the can, and I tell you this for two reasons. One, it's really good. It's Keith Antone and Rodney Boyd and Chris Arps. Very good, very lively, very smart, the news about the ceasefire happens about halfway through the Think Tank. So when you hear it at 5, we'll be talking pre-ceasefire, then it happens, and then we talk about that. So there you go.
They were, I got a chance to see all three of them after you guys got done today, and they were still going at
still
it.
Going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, those guys were all very... had a lot of opinions, and they were good ones, and they were still hashing it all out. So it's really, they're really into it. You don't want to miss it.
One thing we didn't, I'm sorry, Rach, did you start to say something?
No, I'm just looking up at CNN. It says White House admits to quid pro quo with Ukraine.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. We did not get a chance to talk about this on Think Tank. It was going on literally while we were taping the Think Tank, and I was reading it on the television, and what happened was, and you guys probably know this already, that Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff, did a rare news conference, and he was kind of like Sean Spicer. He was very on fire and very, you know, he was not taking any crap. And Andrew, do we have that sound? Do you have it in front of you? I sent it to Andrew.
I have it.
Okay, let's just...
Second.
I think it's easier just to play, and then we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a back and forth with a reporter where now everyone is running with the story, including like Drudge and Breitbart, that the White House has now admitted to the quid pro quo.
is if Congress appropriates money, you have to spend it. Okay, at least that's how it's interpreted by some folks. And we knew that that money either had to go out the door by the end of September, or we had to have a really, really good reason not to do it. And that was the legality of the issue.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for, what was it, the Northern Triangle countries. We were holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries so that they would change their policies on immigration. By the way, and this speaks to an important point, because I heard this yesterday.
Okay, and later on in that clip, it's cut off there, he says, this happens all the time, get over it. Let me give my opinion on this. You guys agree, disagree. You can tweet us, you can call us, 314-241-9797. Here's my opinion. I think Mick Mulvaney is telling the absolute truth. I think it's the truth we've always known. I think that what they are alleging the president did, he did. And I think what Mulvaney says is true. It happens all the time. I think every president has done it. I think that if you could go back, like here on the radio station, we have something called a skimmer where we can go back and replay what we did 10 minutes ago. If you had a skimmer going in the Oval Office over the past 100 years, probably the whole time, every single president has had conversations like this with foreign leaders where you say, hey, I'd love to do this for you, but I want you to do this for me. The difference here, allegedly, is that what they wanted wasn't, we want you to buy missiles or we want to be able to put a naval base in your territory. It was, we want you to look into Joe Biden and his son. But I don't doubt for a second, I haven't the entire time, that what was alleged against Trump was true. And I don't doubt for a second that what Mulvaney says is true. It happens all the time. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Does it make it right?
Yeah, it just, the difference is they look for a reason with Trump.
Yes.
So whereas in the past, politicians would turn a blind eye to something like this.
They would know that this is what,
right,
the way things get done.
But on a technicality, it's wrong and it shouldn't be happening. So then when it's someone you don't like in office, you can dig it up and make it into a thing.
Yes.
And it's a dangerous precedent for everybody that attacking him.
Yes.
Because you could go and look at every
next guy's going to do it too.
Well, it's like from now
not
on.
Not just the president's. Every senator, every congressperson.
Every mayor.
Let's look at
every
deal,
city councilman.
Every agreement that they made with every political backer and people in the, you know, bigwigs in their communities.
Yes.
They all have deals. Not all, but the vast majority have made those deals, arrangements that they don't want everybody to know about. So if we're going to start digging them up, let's start digging them up.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm fine with that. And let's clean them all up.
And I'm not saying that every president has said to a foreign leader, I will send you money if you dig up some dirt on my opponent. I'm not saying that. I doubt Trump's the first, but what I'm saying is every president, every congressperson, every mayor, every everything has said to another leader, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
And what Mulvaney was saying there, which is now blown up into an admission, was, of course, what the hell do you think? We held up these guys' money so they changed their immigration thing. We held up Ukraine's money so that they would look into the corruption, which, yes, involved Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. He's just telling the truth.
Yeah, let me give you some examples of not just other presidents doing it. Here's us doing it, and you knew we were doing it.
Yeah.
It's very honest. The problem is if the thing that separates this one from others is that it's investigating a person who might be running against you for president. But the problem then becomes, well, if there was corruption in the 2016 election, which is why they're looking into this, then everybody who's running for president ever could never be investigated for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Here's my first thought when I saw this. President needs to stop having people talk for him. Because Mick Mulvaney and Rudy Giuliani.
No help.
No help.
None.
Yeah, but then he can.
Unless he told him. This may be a directive. I've seen Mick Mulvaney on the only show he ever goes on, and he goes on there rarely, is Fox News Sunday. And he is usually buttoned up. So it is with nothing surprised me with Rudy.
No.
Well, they were really drilling him about the G7 thing
yes.
during this press conference.
Right.
He was getting flustered.
He got
which
ramped.
I think anyone would.
Right.
Yeah, he got ramped.
But he still is usually a very controlled, smart person
yes.
who knows what to say and what not to say.
Yes.
So for him slipping up like Rudy does,
yeah.
it seems to me to be far less likely, and then maybe this was the way that the White House decided to put the information out there.
But anyone with a brain knows what he was saying.
We've all...
But CNN will put the headline up, yes. up on the TV. Breaking. They admit it.
Admit.
Like, all right, well, everyone doesn't. I'm not saying it's right, but I am saying that I get what he's saying, and everyone has
and
done
everyone
it. And
everyone with a brain already knew it.
Yeah.
Right.
That if you really believed that it was nowhere in Donald Trump's mind that, hey, I'm going to get some stuff on Joe Biden, you're nuts. If you really think that it was all about...
And you also didn't read the transcript.
Yeah, the number one thing right now is Ukrainian corruption. And who? Biden? Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. maybe you could look into this for me too. I just found out. No, of course he wanted dirt on Joe Biden. He had just been cleared of the Mueller stuff. He had given that interview saying, like, if a foreign leader had dirt on an opponent, would I listen? Of course I would listen. Of course, that's what he was looking to do, and that's why everyone freaked out. But again, God, and if you think that that is reason to remove the president, if you for the first time in history, if you think that that is reason to undo the results of a democratically held election, then you have the power to do it. The Congress can do that.
But it's a precedent
Ooh,
that's going to be really
ever.
Hard to
yes.
keep up in the future.
Yes, it is. Yes,
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yeah, because if you're going to impeach a president for this, then the next president needs to be held to the same standards. What Democratic, Republican, if this is the world that we live in, where all phone conversations between world leaders, the transcripts need to be released to the world, and we're gonna monitor every single conversation and every single handshake between every.
Yeah.
We're gonna learn a whole lot of stuff that
we don't
like.
I don't want to sound like people I can't stand, like Sean Hannity right now. But it's also true that if what the president was doing was trying to get dirt on an opponent from a foreign power, what the hell was the Clinton doing with the Steele dossier? And the four Democrats, including, I think, Durbin, writing a letter to the same guy saying, we're not going to pay you unless you do this and cooperate with the Mueller. I mean, like Ryan just said, it's not even like we have to have a thought experiment. What if the other side did it? We got it right here.
Yeah.
It's been
right.
months
right.
since they did the same or worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the Democrats keep a straight face, honestly.
Let's see the details of the conversation between Barack Obama and Iran and why those pallets of cash went across the ocean.
Let's see the transcript.
Let's see exactly what was discussed in that deal.
Yes.
And I bet it's a whole lot more than the JCPOA or whatever they,
yeah.
you know, whatever the letters are that for that agreement.
Yeah.
I bet you there's a whole lot more to it than that. But let's get it out there.
But Rach made a great point. There's a difference between we're all doing the Glover Show, and it's all good, and it's fine. And then someone does something that's like, whoa, dude, that's you're not supposed to do that. That's against FCC regulations. That's one thing. It's another if we all hate each other.
And we're trying to
catch
each
other. And we're trying
to
catch each other. Because I guarantee you, it'd take about 5 minutes to catch anyone doing something that you could make an issue out of and run to Becky and say, I can't believe it, but Tony just did this. I mean, you're right. This is never an issue unless you have people watching every movie you
make. And I've always been so critical of the witch hunt tweets, but I mean, I'd be stupid if I couldn't admit that they've been
looking. It's definitely a hunt.
They've been looking for something nonstop.
Did you see
this appears to be sticking. I'm starting to think Pelosi is a little smarter than I thought she was because she's not holding a vote. And honestly, as each day goes by, there's more pressure. There's another press conference. There's another press conference to the point where Mulvaney today said, yeah, of course it happened. The longer you prolong something like that, the more people are going to say things in the media, and then you can slowly build your case.
Did you see the new Project Veritas videos that came came out today?
Yeah, CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't think that the media is biased, if you've not, if for some reason you're still one of those people that think that the media is not slanted, and that goes for everything. I mean, I think that it's about 80% slanted against the president, but there are organizations and pundits that are slanted very for the president as well. But we all know that. We all know that Sean Hannity is in the bag for the president. Everybody knows that. That's very obvious. But you can't say, well, Sean Hannity is just in the bag for the president and go, but CNN, they call it right down the middle. That's just crazy. And yeah. This video from Project Veritas that they released today just proves it. And it's,
yes,
it's gross to watch.
Dude, here's the deal. If we were all unknowingly mic'd and videotaped for a week, all but like 8 people in the world would be fired and divorced and not talking to their siblings ever again. Correct. I mean, let's just be honest, right? Like, when we don't think people are looking, the stuff we say and gossip and all that kinds of stuff, but it just happens to be that everyone's looking.
So strategically, do you think the president needs to come out and just own up? Because with Watergate, it was the cover-up, right? Like, that was the nail in the coffin. If they can keep setting up things and catching him like this, do you think it's better to just come out now and be like, yeah, of course that's what happened, but you'd be stupid not to think that this happens all the time?
No, but I think a form of that would be good. I think they just need to stop talking. I think he needs to say, listen, I don't think I did a damn thing wrong on that phone call. I'm taking care of America's business. America's doing great. And if you want to impeach me, have at it. If I were him, I would stop talking about it. I would act like someone who's innocent and then make him do it, you know, because it's one thing to say, I'm going to get Dave Glover fired. It's another to get Dave Glover fired.
Right.
It's one thing to say, we're going to impeach 45. It's another thing to impeach him, have a trial in the Senate, get him convicted. We're a long way from that. Welcome back, guys. DGS 329. Join me at Cyberg's tonight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Get a free drink with brown sugar bourbon. Get some great Cyberg's wings. Just kind of hang out in a nice fall evening. Want a little good news?
Yeah.
All right. I have two things that will help comfort all of you. One is the new sleep robot. Have you seen the sleep robot?
No.
No, but I'm ready to make him my friend.
It looks like kind of like a big, long, round throw pillow. And so it's about the size of James, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is you sleep with it and you cuddle it and it warms up and it matches your breathing and it somehow helps you to get to sleep and stay asleep.
Hmm.
And it's artificial intelligence and it creates a bond with you. And so, yeah.
Does it look like a person?
No.
So you're just hugging like a smart pillow.
Yeah. It's not a sex robot, Wiggins. Although I guess that probably wouldn't matter for you. It's a sleep robot.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sleep and sex just get all intertwined.
Well,
but
I was picturing a little tiny like person robot.
Okay, stop.
That you were
That's
covering
wrong.
With flesh and hugging.
Okay. No. That would be a child sex robot, so stop that.
No, it would not be.
If it were a tiny little thing covered in skin that you
I
hugged
you
and slept next to.
Both should stop. What's the name of it? I want to Google it.
Sleep robot.
Sleep robot.
Sleep robot. It's going to be tough to remember. Gosh. Sleep Ruber?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
You looking and at
it's
it?
It's
a little silver.
It's like a little bean.
Pillow.
Like a little inchworm.
Yeah, a little bean. Yeah, there you go.
I love it. I want one.
I want 8. I just want to be surrounded.
Just lay on top of a bunch.
Just be surrounded by him.
This sleep robot's my new best friend.
Sleep like a bunch of puppies.
I want to get one of these and get rid of my cat.
And then also,
there's a headline that says Somex sleep robot. Can't even read. Somex sleep robot, like being in bed with a baby Darth Vader.
See, that's pretty cool.
I don't know what
I
think
saying.
About that. Does it breathe?
Yeah.
A baby Darth Vader's name is Anakin Skywalker.
Duh. Name all the kinds of yoga you can name.
May the force be with you.
Go to sleep. That had nothing to do with Darth Vader. No.
You mean like hot yoga, goat yoga?
There you go.
Hot yoga?
There's a new kind.
Okay.
Rage yoga.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening.
Where you scream profanities and you flip people off and you just get all the poison out while you're doing yoga.
Can you do it like in your car?
Can you do any yoga in your car?
I don't know what yoga is, to be honest with you. I've never done yoga.
So you can design a tiny flesh-covered robot to sleep with.
You don't know what yoga is?
I know what yoga is. I've just never done yoga, and that type of yoga just reminds me of somebody driving along flipping people off.
Can we? Okay, I know he's not on the show anymore. But it would be worth getting the
he's
sound.
He's on the show right now.
It'd be worth getting the sound of him going like, I don't know what yoga is. And then just a long pause, like 7 seconds. Okay, I know what yoga is.
I know what
is.
Yoga is.
Now I remember.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, rage yoga. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of a little bit defeats the purpose of yoga, which is to arrive at a state of like peace and calm and namaste, like love for other beings. But I guess if screaming helps you do that, whatever. It sounds like the class would be very stressful to listen to the
Me
other
too.
People around you screaming and yeah. getting everything out.
It'd be one thing to do it by yourself in a soundproof room, but I don't want to hear everyone else bitching.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you know, it'd be great. Rage goat yoga. Just be surrounded by goats. They're standing on your back.
They're screaming.
And you're screaming at them.
They're fainting.
Friggin' goat. Yeah. Yeah, fainting goat rage yoga. As soon as they wake up, you just scream at them again. They fall down.
Eat your stupid can.
That's so dirty.
I forgot about that. Do goats really eat cans, or is that just like in cartoons?
I've never seen a cartoon of a goat eating a can.
I know it's a popular trope.
Is it?
Yeah, Ryan just said it.
That doesn't make it true at all.
Well, I got what he was talking about, you know what I mean? So two of us.
If someone can find me anything of a goat eating a can, I will admit I'm wrong.
Goat eat can.
Do goats eat tin cans? Modern farmer says no, they do not.
A modern farmer or...
It's a magazine I subscribe
is he
to.
Is he wearing all aluminum? He's on a jetpack planting beans.
This is what farming looks like in the future. Why are you
welcome to
voice?
2038, where we've stopped goats eating cans.
Well, where did this stereotype come from?
Wiggins! You just saw it happen and you bought into it.
This is from more than just Wiggins.
I just witnessed fake news be brought up and believed.
Here's a goat eating a textbook.
Is the textbook about cans?
Yeah. So we're getting close. He's eating a textbook pretty good there.
This is all over
the internet. It's a hardcover.
See, he's on our show for 20 minutes.
I don't even know what to do.
I know.
I'm just standing here. I know.
It just falls.
Tony's like, I am not giving an opinion on the can thing. I'll tell you that.
I am a little preoccupied with baby Darth Vader in my brain. So.
Oh, I apologize. This goat opens the book and eats the pages. He's not eating the hardcover.
He opened the book himself?
Yeah, with his nose.
His goat fingers?
He has thumbs.
He doesn't care for the book, apparently.
Does he only eat each page he reads?
He's eating it that slowly. It's a long video.
Oh, man.
Alrighty.
Should have known today it'd be like this.
Yep.
Nah, we kind of needed it, though.
Baby Vader.
Are they only saying it's like a baby Vader because it breathes?
I guess because it breathes like with a little bit higher, not like... But like,
that could be terrifying. Yeah. Oh, I like this story.
A pot of the Webull Alliance and a Tweta. Take her away.
I don't know any lines. I want to play the game, but I don't know.
I am your
I
father.
I don't know any lines.
I find your lack of
faith. That's it. That's
disturbing.
What I was trying to think of. Kellogg's is selling boxes of 6 cereals all mixed together.
What are the cereals?
It's called All Together Cereal. Each box costs $20. It's a mix of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes.
That's a weird combo.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in.
I was in for the first 3. The second 3, not so much.
You don't like the healthier stuff?
No. Did you know, though, that... So they're doing this thing. This is all the rage. And right now they have Honey Nut Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
But... Honey Nut Cheerios is what? A different brand than Frosted Flakes.
Different company, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
But But honey nut is a flavor, not a...
Oh, interesting.
And Frosted Flakes is also apparently not a... The name of the...
Copyrighted.
Because they have like... What is it? It's like Lucky Charms Frosted Flakes or something like that, where it's the... So their companies are using terms that the other companies have made famous, and they're blending their stuff together. And it looks like... It looks like the two are teaming up, but it's one company taking advantage of the other, but they're all doing it. So
I would think, maybe foolishly, that wouldn't work, because I think people are very loyal and specific about their cereal. I doubt someone's going to be fooled into buying a fake Frosted Flakes. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you did, you'd be pissed.
Except that if it's Frosted Flakes with Lucky Charms marshmallows, and you're like, ha. I love this mashup.
I'm so boring. Yesterday I bought Raisin Nut Bran at Schnucks, and it's here in the office, and I'm giddy.
Yeah.
That to me is like
That's
sugar
your
cereal.
Sweet sugar.
Yeah.
What do you think is the sugariest you could go?
I love Frosted Mini Wheats.
Okay, that's not very sugary.
Not
okay.
At all.
It's mostly wheat.
Yeah.
So try again.
Yeah, that's a
I love Honey Smacks. Do you like those, Tony?
Oh yeah, no. Oh, see, yeah. And I'm a sugar face. Yeah. I love sweets, but somehow...
Didn't you say you've never had Cap'n Crunch?
No, never had it.
Oh my gosh.
And you're the only person I've ever heard pronounce it correctly.
Other than Captain?
Right.
Yeah, it's C-A-P apostrophe and Cap'n.
It is.
You're very...
Oops All Berries?
Oops All Berries.
Heck yeah, I have.
What's that?
Oops All Berries.
What's that?
It's when they get rid of the actual Cap'n Crunch and they make just the berries.
Yeah. So
they
have went, you ever heard of Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries?
Yeah, there was Cap'n Crunch.
I remember Crunch Berry.
And then they put the Crunch Berries in, and then they went, oops, all berries.
Oh.
What a happy mistake.
Did Cap'n Crunch, did he talk like this? Was that his, voice?
I think that was an early Captain, yeah.
do some
Captain.
More for us.
That was the early Captain.
I'm trying to remember.
Here, I'll give you a script.
I find your lack of faith
Crunch.
Disturbing. You're a part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
It's not Captain, it's Cap'n. Welcome back, guys. 3:46. I'll be out at Cyborg's Mid Rivers Mall, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come on by and have a drink with me. Well, of all the things going on in the world and all the things to fight about and debate about, the hottest topic right now in the DGS is whether goats eat cans. So Wiggins said it. And then Rage adopted it. And,
I did not adopt it.
Oh, you swore allegiance to the can eating of the goats. So now you're saying that your phone's blowing up with, are these can people or goat people?
Okay, so you're framing it totally differently than how it actually
Objection.
Happened.
Overruled.
The question was, do goats eat cans? And then it turned into, what are you guys talking about? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I said, that's a common trope. It happens in cartoons and things, and you seem to think that Ryan and I were conspiring to make this up. So everyone agrees with us that this is a thing that is prevalent in culture. Now, plenty of people are saying, though, they do not, in fact, eat the cans.
I still have not seen a video of a goat eating a can, and I'm pretty far into it now. I've got goat eating a tire, goat eating someone's dinner.
Yes, I must live in a different culture. I'm not saying that Looney Tunes has never had a goat eating a can, but to say that it is somehow part of our culture, I think is exaggerating.
Well, it's like...
I mean, you can't go to the store without a display of a goat eating a can.
Maybe it's exaggerating, but it's a common thing that people... It's in the public consciousness.
That goats eat everything?
Yeah, that they eat a lot of things. And then
cans.
Cans is a thing. And I have dozens... ish of people agreeing with me online. So
not quite a dozen.
Even you don't
Almost
seem to believe this one.
I believe that it's a thing.
A thing.
That people believe.
That as I have explained
can.
In depth for the past 2 minutes, yes, I believe it's a thing that people know about. And that Ryan
cans.
And I did not make it up. Yes, specifically cans. It's a trope.
Yes.
The trope of eating... Lots of stuff is, yes, I'll go with. Cans I was unaware of.
Tony, it's well-known part of culture.
It is.
Everyone
it
refers
literally
to
is.
It
if you
every
come
day.
Look, that's hyperbole, but you can come look at my Twitter and people are linking me to websites like, hey, where does the old saying that goats eat cans come from? And there's
yes,
lots of things.
I'm looking at them myself.
Oh, yeah. You know how to use Twitter.
Here's a goat eating blackberry bushes.
Why are you being such a dick? I'm looking right now. Anyone know where the myth the goats eats Kansas comes from? And then they have an intelligent conversation about it came from Looney Tunes, and then people just started falsely spreading the news that
which is
goats
not what the
cans.
Argument is.
Wiggins, did you say or not say the goats eats cans?
Well, we were talking about doing yoga with goats, so I added, eat your cans!
Exactly. And then I said, is that true? Do they do it? And now we're spiraling into this pit of
madness. So you didn't even,
know
whether it was true or not.
There's a YouTube video.
We're arguing about this. First of all, this is by far the dumbest fight we've ever gotten into, which is impressive.
I don't think that's true.
But we're arguing about two different things. You're trying to like pin me down and like, they don't eat cans at all. My whole thing was the question of whether or not they ate cans.
Rachel was an early adopter.
So I got a video here on YouTube. And
is it from the goat channel?
The name of the video is Do Goats Eat Tin Cans?
Oh, that's not going to do us any good.
And it's a farmer. And he's
a modern farmer?
It is a modern farmer.
That was the name of the online magazine.
And he's he's got his goats all around him. And he's attempting to feed them. He gives them a couple of banana peels, it looks like, or something that they'd eat, and then he puts the can in front of them, and they're uninterested. And I can't hear what he's saying, but he's obviously making the point that no, goats have no interest in eating.
The idea wasn't, hey, here's a banana, goat, or would you like to eat this can?
Yes.
If presented with real food, the goat's going to eat the food. The question is, if they get hungry enough, like, there's no grass on the ground, would they eat a can? I've heard that they would.
From?
I have no idea.
From the public. From
possibly,
cartoons.
Possibly from Bugs Bunny.
Drawings.
You're saying this farmer's full of crap?
I'm saying that his experiment is flawed. Inherently flawed.
I feel like a woman without a country right now, because I'm not arguing that they eat the cans. My whole point was
that
just
side,
that
though.
it was a thing.
You have found yourself on that side.
I started questioning.
Come on, you're Rachel. In the tent. You're in. Hey, Wiggins is your leader.
You found
He's
yourself.
He's been in here for an hour, and I'm already getting dragged down.
Wiggins is your candidate when it comes to can-eating
right.
goats.
I don't know how you got
farmers
on that side.
In this tent.
I'm his VP all
we
of a sudden.
Jetpacks.
You're like Sarah Sanders Huckabee.
It's Wiggins Zimmerman 2020.
Listen.
The can party.
Listen, media, I think we're really off the rails here. President Wiggins never said they actually eat cans. It's just that everyone knows about the trope.
They can eat a can. That's the next day. And then she has to explain that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I trot out to the podium. Okay, what did he say?
Look,
he didn't mean it like that.
You find me a goat, you starve that mofo, and you make him eat a GD can. Otherwise, Wiggins is going down.
Also, I'm going to tweet out a photoshopped picture of a goat eating a can.
Hey, did you know that Kellogg's is selling boxes of cereal all mixed up?
Tweets out a picture of Dave and Tony looking upset. Do you think they like me? Did you guys see that one last night?
No.
Trump's tweet. He tweeted Pelosi and Schumer, giving him the side eye. Do you think they like me?
Here you go, Wiggins. Here's a job tailor-made for you.
I'm sorry. That's the goat video.
it's the perfect music for
it
trying
is.
To
yeah.
make a goat eat a can.
It's very farmer. You want to...
Is it a song about goats eating cans?
No, that's just the pre...
Yeah, she thinks some other things, so let's see.
This is
I
him.
Hope that nobody cusses.
I know. He doesn't look like the cussing type.
I hope the goat does.
It's when you least expect it.
He does not look like the cussing type.
Sometimes you'll come down and try to feed your goats like other things like cabbage or whatever. They won't like it. All they like is their grain. Let's see. Wait. Eat 10 cans? Chewed on it a little bit.
Tries to give them a can.
But see, they won't eat it.
Rachel's not even going to look your direction.
Good for
she
her.
Does not want your propaganda.
I'm listening to it.
You're telling me. Look at this guy.
Can I point something out? We are in the first hour of the 20th year of the dynasty that is the Dave Glover Show, and we are watching Tony
yeah.
watch his
I was
phone.
I was playing
okay.
another,
of a video.
You're going to tell me that guy's
going to
cuss?
Of a farmer
perhaps
trying
to
feed a goat a can.
Yeah.
But is it out of character?
That's our content.
Bravo.
I just hope for a little better in our 20th year.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
Look, that guy's trying to feed that goat grain or a can. They prefer grain.
Of course
grain.
They're going to go with
so
the grain.
So here's the grain.
He's giving him, he was giving him all different stuff. He was like, here's food, here's food, here's food. And then and they're going
can.
For everything. And they go for the can at first because he's giving them everything. And as soon as they realize it's the can, they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, because it's not starving to death. If the goat is starving
okay.
to death.
He'll eat a metal can?
He'll eat a can.
Now it's based on the premise that if the goat is starving... That's the only way it'll happen.
You're on that side.
I guess.
You're like a flat earther for goats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.